Rahim Khan slowly uncrossed his legs and leaned against the bare wall in the wary, deliberate way of a man whose every movement triggers spikes of pain. Outside, a donkey was braying and someone was shouting something in Urdu. The sun was beginning to set, glittering red through the cracks between the ramshackle buildings. It hit me again, the enormity of what I had done that winter and that following summer. The names rang in my head: Hassan, Sohrab, Ali, Farzana, and Sanobar. Hearing Rahim Khan speak Ali's name was like finding an old dusty music box that hadn't been opened in years. The melody began to play immediately. "Who did you eat today, Babalu? Who did you eat, you slant-eyed Babalu?" I tried to conjure Ali's frozen face, to really see his tranquil eyes. But time can be a greedy thing. Sometimes it steals all the details for itself. "Is Hassan still in that house now?" I asked. Rahim Khan raised the teacup to his parched lips and took a sip. He then fished an envelope from the breast pocket of his vest and handed it to me. "For you." I tore the sealed envelope. Inside, I found a Polaroid photograph and a folded letter. I stared at the photograph for a full minute. A tall man dressed in a white turban and a green striped chapan stood with a little boy in front of a set of wrought iron gates. Sunlight slanted in from the left, casting a shadow on half of his rotund face. He was squinting and smiling at the camera, showing a pair of missing front teeth. Even in this blurry Polaroid, the man in the chapan exuded a sense of self-assuredness, of ease. It was in the way he stood, his feet slightly apart, his arms comfortably crossed on his chest, his head tilted a little toward the sun. Mostly, it was in the way he smiled. Looking at the photo, one might have concluded that this was a man who thought the world had been good to him. Rahim Khan was right. I would have recognized him if I had bumped into him on the street. The little boy stood barefoot, one arm wrapped around the man's thigh, his shaved head resting against his father's hip. He too was grinning and squinting. I unfolded the letter. It was written in Farsi. No dots were omitted, no crosses forgotten, no letters blurred together. The handwriting was almost childlike in its neatness. I began to read. "In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Amir Agha, with my deepest respects. Farzana John, Sohrab and I pray that this latest letter finds you in good health and in the light of Allah's good graces. Please offer my warmest thanks to Rahim Khan Sahib for carrying it to you. I am hopeful that one day I will hold one of your letters in my hands and read of your life in America. Perhaps a photograph of you will even grace our eyes. I have told much about you to Farzana John and Sohrab, about us growing up together and playing games and running in the streets. They laugh at all the stories of all the mischief you and I used to cause. Amir Agha, alas, the Afghanistan of our youth is long dead.